Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That's right, all of it. Morning After Show, sponsored by CGR Wholesaler Roofing and Siding Supply Center and Workers' Rights Law Group that is treated unfairly at work. Call 83-DIAL. Kyle, a very good morning to everyone out there. What a crazy morning. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. He didn't wait till morning. He said it post-game. Deontay Johnson says this.
Everybody want to win. I mean, obviously, it's a rebuilding year. I'm not going to use that as an excuse. It don't matter who's at quarterback or whoever's in at any position. It's our job to get it done and win games for the Steelers, for us in general. So that's what we got to do, win. That's what I'm focused on.
All right, look, let me run that one part back right here. What did he say?
Mean, obviously, it's a rebuilding year. I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
What? Whew. Did that hit anybody else and say, hold on a minute here.
Part out loud.
Yeah. Is that – well, Chris, follow that up then. Is that permeating through the building? Is that – did he – okay, I guess where I – when I heard that, when I first heard that when I got home last night, because I went to the game yesterday as a fan, I'm there, I'm checking it all out, I get home and I go through all the post-game stuff. The first question that I had was that said to you by someone, or did you just think about that yourself with Deontay Johnson?
I think he came up with that himself. He has been reading the room, for lack of a better way to put it, reading the facility, reading the building, and then you see a rookie quarterback get put in, and regardless of how electric he may or may not be when he gets inserted into the lineup, if you're a veteran, we know we can go all the way back to Alan Faneca not being happy with Ben Roethlisberger getting inserted as a rookie quarterback. You're not excited about a rookie quarterback. I have two incongruent thoughts about Deontay Johnson and what he said there. One, catch more damn footballs if you're going to be one talking that much. But secondly, he did. He said he's not wrong about this being a rebuilding year. We can all see it. It's all laid out right there in front of us. So as much as I'd prefer him to catch footballs and stop talking so much, he's also absolutely right in what he said. This is a rebuilding year.
I mean, did we know that? We didn't know that going into the season, though.
I mean,
it became a rebuilding year when TJ Watt got hurt, probably.
Yeah.
More so than anything. But do you ever rebuild if you draft a quarterback in the first round? I don't know if you do. They made it a rebuilding year, if in fact it is, by virtue of sticking with Trubisky as long as they did. I was willing to give Mitch Trubisky a shot. I thought he was going to have a good year.
So did I.
But the plug should have been pulled way sooner. As soon as you had the inclination he wasn't going to be good or he wasn't going to give you what you needed, I think as soon as you lost to Cleveland, you went and you exited. You pulled that ripcord. They're 1-3. And that's the question now at 412-928-9370. You have players admitting it's a rebuilding year, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Then does the philosophy change right now? Do you do different things? Maybe what you were saying, well, all right, this route is we're going in crunch time right here to Deontay Johnson. Maybe George Pickens, we start to pump him the football a little bit more.
Well, it kind of reminds me, and making this connection, of Georgia Tech. I mean, you know, you lose your coach. It's like, hey, you know, season's kind of over. We're kind of laid back now. We're just going to go run our offense and just, you know, try to make plays and get our playmakers the ball. And sometimes that loosens people up and you win games. So if from what I saw with Kenny and whenever he went out there, the offense probably wasn't different, but it did seem like a different vibe. It was kind of like, hey, go out there, find your playmakers to try to win.
But I kind of look at it this way also. Like, did anybody think this team was going to go on a run to the Super Bowl this year?
No, but they did think they were a 500 team.
Right, a lot of us. Most people in this room, right? We thought, hey, this is a 9-win team or thereabouts. And I think when that's the case, when you tell yourself going into the season, I think that's the belief down on the South side too, going into the year, hey, we're a 9-ish win team and maybe we'll get in as a wild card, right? See what happens. When that's your belief and you draft a quarterback in the first round, you need to decide right then and there. I would argue they should have made the decision right then and there. Hey, this is either a year we get Kenny Pickett the reps and he's our guy going forward and this is a rebuilding year, or we're all in on something else. And they decided ahead of time we were not going to be all in on something different at quarterback.
They believed that they could win the division, I think, going into the year.
Then that's foolish, I think.
There's no way a team goes into the year is like, we'll just be all right.
It should not have taken the first month of the season, the first 3.5 games of this season, for the cold water to hit Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers in the face that they weren't contenders this year.
All right, I got a question. So if Kenny starts that game yesterday, does he beat the Jets?
If Kenny starts the game and is prepared for 10 days,
yes.
Absolutely, okay. He does. There is no question in my mind he does. Defense be damned. And the defense was terrible, and we're going to get to that at 7:30 for sure because they were bad. If Kenny Pickett is given 10 days, he absolutely beats them. I think what he did, too, by being put in, and we see this all the time in life, right? If you're given a condensed time to do something, you try to hurry up, mm-hmm. and it's like when you cram for a test. Mm-hmm. I got to show them this. I don't think he would have made all the same throws. He was put into a corner. Imagine if he would have played at 0-0 from how he played with some reckless abandon. It would have been a whole different story. He had to show everybody, including his teammates, his coaches, the city, everybody, I can do this. I can make this throw. They had the confidence in him to run on the third NFL play he ever ran in his life, fourth NFL play he ever ran in his life, to do something they didn't do with Ben Roethlisberger the last seven years of his freaking career, which was run a quarterback sneak on fourth down in minus territory, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was on the other side of the 50.
Yeah.
And they ran the football on a quarterback sneak for a first down. Think about that. So when you say, would he have won? If you give him the 10 days of prep and you say after that Cleveland game, you're the starter, Kenny Pickett would have won that game by 2 touchdowns yesterday.
You know what? Something just popped in my mind. I think Kenny knew he was going to go in at halftime before, but maybe like the second quarter.
I know when
there was a video that somebody posted that Mike Tomlin was whispering to Kenny and he like pointed to the screen. I don't know who posted this video on Twitter. I forget. I could probably find it in the break. Pony might have did. He's like, I wonder what Tomlin was saying to Kenny. And it was like the beginning of the second quarter. Mitch did something. He was like,
it looked like he was pointing at the scoreboard saying, if da 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 da,
you're going in.
Yeah.
I think he might have known.
Well, Pony got Kenny wired up like Whitey Bulger. Like,
Colin, to answer the question about the rebuild, I think. When you put in your rookie quarterback, it doesn't look like you're rebuilding, but it's for the future as well as for right now. Kenny Pickett, I think, gives you the best chance to win, but also it helps him develop, and it does help you for the future.
It's a symbolic white flag on the season. Even if he does end up winning games and ends up being better at the position, even immediately than Mitch Trubisky, again, veteran ball players, that is a little bit of a white flag. Like, hey, we're all about developing this guy now. It's not necessarily all about the W's.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We go to Steve. Steve, good morning to you. You're on the fan.
He's gone now.
Oh, he's gone. He's not
Thanks,
on
Steve.
The fan. To that question, though, I think that's a very good one. And again, we'll get to the defense. But if he had given the requisite time to prepare, absolutely he beats the Jets.
Yeah.
One thing that did impress me, and we talked about it going into the game, Salah's use of two backs. I thought that really hurt the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought he did that. I don't think Zach Wilson's that good. Zach Wilson hit on only half his passes for 250-some yards. The one thing, he looks like Fran Tarkenton at times.
Mm-hmm.
He is impossible to catch. He's running around. He turns his back to the scrimmage line. Again, it's not T.J. Watt chasing him down, but he elongates plays, and man, he got some of it.
It's
like
something, right?
He's blindly confident.
He's going to get himself killed.
Yes,
like there's no question. At some point, they're going to take him off on in that cart. But nobody's telling him that he shouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Right, and you kind of alluded to it half jokingly last week when we talked about the MILF stuff, right, Dorn? Yep. Like, oh, if the dude's that confident to do that, then he's confident to go out there, and he does. He goes out there and he lets it swing around when he goes out there on game day. He doesn't care what his stats look like. Mm-mm. He believes that he can do it, whatever it may be. And that's where, again, to loop it back around on Kenny Pickett, that's what I say. It's one half of football. I don't want to make too much of it, but Kenny Pickett looked confident out there.
It's stubborn, though. Like, I get back to Mike Tomlin being stubborn. If football's always built on this and reps, whatever, to have that guy take – and Kenny let the cat out of the bag. He probably shouldn't have said what he said in postgame about the breakdown of quarterback reps during the week. Like, you're not supposed to kind of speak on that, but I'm fine with it. Bring it. Why would Mike Tomlin get him no reps in the week leading up to the Jets with the first team?
See, that's what's bizarre to me, too. And then I like I said, it looked like he was prepared in my eyes, just in a different way, but – usually, I mean, the backup quarterback gets at least 2 to 3 reps in every period of practice throughout the week.
Not only did he get no reps, he got put in the game, and it looked like, and again, I'm in the stands, I'm not watching on television, it looked like he had the full suite of checkdowns and everything.
Yeah.
In the ability to do whatever he wanted. It wasn't like he was hindered.
He said that, too. He said he told Matt Canada, listen, just because I'm in there, don't condense the playbook.
I saw him rub his hands together once. Yep. I saw him another time go to his ear hole with his helmet. He definitely checked the X receiver and boosted him out wide a little. Like, he did everything, which screams to me that Kenny Pickett did everything on his own yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He just watched in practice, went to film study.
Or again,
the credit that this kid should get for what he did yesterday is through the roof.
At the very least, was, again, and I'm going to use this word way too many times this week, but was confident enough in, despite having no physical reps with the first team, those mental reps that he talked about, was confident enough to go, okay, yeah, we're going to make this check here. Hey, you, like you said, Colin, farther out towards the boundary here. Okay, now let's go. How many times did you see Trubisky even think of doing that at the line?
Well, and even if he's wrong, Kenny fakes it. Like, he looks in command.
I don't think he was wrong. I mean, there on the first drive, you could hear it on the broadcast. He was like, no, you have 29. Like, you have 29. He was talking to one of the inside receivers, because probably if 29 blitz, you're going to be hot. Because I think somebody, I don't even know who the receiver was like, hey, what are we doing? No, you have 29 here.
There's just something palpable and tangible and a feel and a buzz. Mm-hmm. And if I said to you, you don't know anything about these teams, you don't know anything, you're not a fan of them, I just dropped you off and you're a football fan, look out at the field and tell me, if you watch the first half and the second half, if you're a skill guy, which guy do you want to play with? The answer's real simple. From mannerisms, body language, and an ability to lead.
And I think the difference is Mitch Trubisky was playing as a guy who wanted to hold on to something, and Kenny Pickett was playing as a guy, I'm going to go take mine.
Yeah.
Now it's my turn for Kenny Pickett, whereas Mitch Trubisky knew he was on his last legs the second that Kenny Pickett was even drafted.
Trubisky played not to lose, and Kenny's going to play to win.
The only thing that changes any of this is if it comes out that Trubisky ends up on the injury report. Then it's going to be very interesting. But I don't think he's going to get his job back. But that changes things just a little bit. What if he was hurt right before halftime? Because he did take a boomer.
Would they have had to report that?
No, only if it's a head injury,
right?
I mean, I think it would be in their favor to report that, though.
Would think, yes, but I don't know. It's going to be injury. It's going to be interesting if he ends up on the injury report. Trubisky does. It is really going to be interesting. Juju throwing smoke at his old team. We're going to hear that in Breakfast Bites. Then we got to get into this defense, because something needs to be fixed. There's all of that this morning. Your calls as well. We'll let you vent. Give us a ring. 412-928-9370. It is 7:17. That's what time it is right now. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. And let me tell you right now about Schultz Ford, because they are outstanding. Schultz Ford, receive up to $500 off accessories when you buy that in-stock F-150. Do it right now. 2023 ordering banks, they are open. Any Schultz vehicle that you want, any Ford vehicle that you want from Schultz. 3 great locations: Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Always online, schultzford.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.